Hello.
Just counting on
we had a few people around.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Are you cycling?
Yeah. So we started off with... We'll sign in, yeah. So you started off at Thurston, went into town, and we're kind of heading our way back round in a loop. Yeah, that's great. But I've not been here before.
Haven't you?
Yeah, at all.
No, I've been not open regularly.
So is it used for services?
Only sort of two or three a year.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Because is there not a village as such here?
Well, this is it. But the church is a united parish with Ingham and Great Lyvham.
I see.
And that's where most of the congregation come from.
Yeah.
So.
Funny, because we've just cycled here from Ingham, which is one of the most kind of uncluttered churches and starkest of churches. And you come to this, but it's all of its ornate decoration. It's lovely.
Yeah. I think it's quite a bit older here, I think.
Yeah.
Than Ingham.
It certainly feels it.
Yeah.
But all of this kind of thing will be 18th century, I think.
Mm.
Is there a guide to the church or anything like
that?
Yeah,
there is, yeah.
I'll just have a quick look around. Thank you.
Yeah.
And so you were a member of the church, yeah?
Yeah, I'm a church warden.
How are you?
Yeah.
And so was this connected with the hall, which is just opposite there?
Well, that's not really connected as such.
No.
No. A lot of the history is from the Calthorpe family, but I don't think they had anything to do with the hall.
Right. How interesting. Lovely. I'll have a walk around, thank you. Isn't it, I was just saying, Richard, that the last church we were in was so stark and barn-like.
Yeah, amazing difference.
And this has got this kind of very ornate sense.
Very ornate, very decorated. Yeah, lovely. It's a wonderful World War I memorabilia.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh yes, this is. Look at this. This is Ampton Hall that we were just looking at. Pardon?
Instead of U's.
Oh, yes. Ampton Hall that we were looking at over there.
Mm-hmm. There's a hospital.
Yeah. 6,568 wounded men were admitted to the hospital.
Mm.
92 convoys of men came between October 1914 and January 1919. Interesting that, because you might have thought that places like this would think that the First World War was rather remote. But they would have been aware of it because of all the casualties.
Yeah.
Fantastic little exhibition, though.
Dad.
Yeah.
Have a look at this sword.
Fascinating,
isn't it? Well, what's very interesting here is you've got... Ingham was clearly a training camp in the First World War. And the soldiers having been brought to Ingham for training, and then travelling onwards to wherever they were posted.
Yes.
And the fact that the hall was a hospital, Red Cross Hospital, quite a big surprise, must have been an enormous operation.
I was just saying to Nick that, you know, we might have assumed that this part of the world would be untouched by World War One.
Yes.
But actually both in terms of training and then dealing with the injured. Significant.
There's the Zeppelin raid on Bury mentioned here with a picture of the Zeppelin.
Which I didn't know anything about.
1915. April 1915. But the hospital must have been on a grand scale, wasn't
it? Well, look at the numbers which we're going through.
Yeah.
6,500 wounded men.
Over the period of the war, yeah.
Why does it... Dad, here's something interesting for you. Why does it say South Staffordshire Regiment?
That is a good point. Why does it say South Staffordshire Regiment? Were they based here during the war, you wonder?
Hmm.
Oop. Good one. It's very nice. I really like this. I'm going to take another picture down here. But it's got... This was moneyed, wasn't it? You know, to have all of these things here.
Indeed.